Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. Good evening. I'm Carmen, and I'll be your host tonight. And I pray that you had a wonderful week. And if you didn't, like I always say, we'll help you get back on track. Amen? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us. Thank you that even when everyone else leaves us and rejects us, you're there for us because we believe in you. And we believe that you won't leave us or forsake us. In fact, you bless us even more when others leave us, just to show the world that you not only love us, but take care of us. And you say this in your word. Thank you, God. Thank you for your blessings that come without toil. We don't have to work for them because it pleases you to bless us, your children. Your children are those that walk in your righteousness. Your children are those that put their trust in you. Your children are those that believe. Thank you for your rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This week I was reading the word, and this one scripture kept popping out. And I love this scripture. It's in Proverbs 10:22, and it says, the blessings of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. So when God brings the blessings of wealth, you don't have to work for it. It's without pain. It's without suffering. God blesses you because he loves you. Genesis 24:35 talks about how this was about Rebecca. And he said, Abraham's servant, this was the Abraham's servant talking to Rebecca. And he said this about Abraham. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old. And unto him has he given all that he has. So we see here that everything that Abraham had was given to him with blessings. God blessed him. It wasn't man. And in Genesis 26:12, it says, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. 100-fold. Prophet Randy was talking about that, and that caught my eye when I read that. Ooh, I was like, ooh, 100-fold. So Isaac had 100-fold. God blessed him. Moses told God's people who were God's blessed, you know, that they were blessed. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, and as it is this day. And then in Psalm 37:22, for those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be eliminated. So God curses also. It's not what I'm saying. It's what the word of God says right here. But why are they cursed? Because they're not walking with God. But God blesses those that follow him. You know, it pleases him. Proverbs 8:21, that I may cause those who love me to inherit it, inherit wealth and true riches, and that I may fill their treasury. I'm like, wow, treasuries. I had to look up that word. And treasuries in the Strong's Concordance is the number 214. And it's it says it's a depository, an armory where weapons are kept, a cellar, you know, like a room below the level in a house. Typically underground, where they store wine and coal for the winter, and wine to keep warm. So the wine also represents God's word. And it's also, the word treasuries is also a store, which is also a house, or a garner, a storehouse, a granary. A treasuries are also where there's a house. Like I mentioned before. So I got to thinking about that, and I dwelled on that all this week, and I was like, wow, God, you really want to bless us. So if you're not sure about the blessings of God, the blessings are, they do come from God. We must stay in a position to receive them. And Prophet Randy's talking to us about that from the beginning of the year. And it was so funny because next month, the beginning of the year for the Jewish people starts next month. And I was thinking about, okay, we're in August, September, October, November, December. We got 4 more months left. And I'm like, could it be that starting in September, there's going to be something that's coming around the corner for all of us? And so we need to stay in position to receive the blessings of God. And it's not by power, it's not by might, but by God's Spirit that we will be blessed, that God, that we'll do anything, that we'll move into whatever God has for us. So I believe God wants us to put our focus not on the things we don't have. He doesn't want us to put our focus on the things that we've lost. He wants us to remember that we are blessed, that we are. Not past tense, not past tense, not future tense, present tense. We are blessed. We are blessed going in. We're blessed going out. Whether things are going your way or not, you're still blessed. You're blessed and highly favored. So John 10:10 says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and more abundantly. It's God's will to bless you. Is there something that you feel that's not enough yet? The place of supernatural provision from God comes without toil, comes without sorrow. So you have to remember that. And that's what some of the things that Prophet Randy has told us. And God's blessings come through promotion, through defending you, through anointing you. It allows you to preach to the love of God to those that are lost. That's being truly blessed. That's God's way of blessing us. So what does it mean? So many brothers and sisters may be embarking, making decisions for new business, new jobs, a new marriage, a new relationship, embarking on a ministry, doing ministry. And that's all part of God's way of blessing you through all those avenues. But if you're not seeking him first, to allow him to give you the green light to go when he says go and no and wait when he says wait, then you'll encounter sorrows because you're doing it your way. And we don't want that. So seeking God first before we do anything and then allowing him to direct our path, and then we will be blessed. We'll truly be blessed without sorrow. So I leave you with that, and I promise you that I would always talk about something that has to do with health. And so I was thinking about family members and people that I know, friends that I know, that I had mentioned to them to go to the doctors. They had a problem with snoring. Sleep apnea is what it is. And sleep apnea, what it is a person will stop breathing, and they struggle, and then they struggle at night sleeping, and they'll be like almost like if they're choking, gasping for air. And it's sort of like infant death syndrome, where babies, sometimes this happens to babies, and they die in their sleep. Well, adults normally don't die in their sleep, but what will happen over a period of time and years is that the heart struggles and becomes bigger. And so they end up having heart problems. So sleep apnea can be a dangerous thing if it's not dealt with. And so if you're waking up at night, in the morning, and not having refreshed sleep, that may be one of the things that your doctor can have a referral for you to go to and get yourself checked. And all you have to do is go over one night to a clinic overnight. They'll plug you up with wires, and they'll measure and see if you stop breathing through the night. And so if you do have a problem, they'll give you a mask with a machine that blows air constantly at a certain pressure for your body. And they adjust that. And then eventually, when you do fall asleep and you have sleep apnea, the machine does the pushing of the air and you continue breathing. And so you don't wake up restless and tired and achy because you're not getting the proper air. And so there was this one lady that I had seen a testimony about that she had her heart was pretty big. And they got her tested. And once she was tested and given a machine and all that, through the years, over a period of years, her heart went back to normal because it wasn't struggling. It wasn't pumping more than it needed to in order to keep her awake at night, in order to keep her breathing, better said. So sleep apnea, if you're having trouble with sleep apnea, it would be a good thing to go to the doctors and get that checked out. You will feel better. So I've known of people having accidents because they fell asleep at the wheel. They couldn't remember from going from home to work how they got there because they were so tired. And it's a dangerous thing. So deal with those things and get checked. You know, it's God has doctors and they bless us too. That's a way that God will use blessings for. Another thing, tinnitus. Tinnitus is ringing in the ear. And contrary to what many people think, that it's right in the ear, it just sounds like a cricket sound that's constantly vibrating. But and for other people, it may be like a loud ringing in their ear. And over time, this is not something that they have found any cures for, but it's either done through listening to loud music. You can damage your hearing and cause tinnitus. Maybe soldiers in war with the loud noises, that can cause tinnitus. A strong bang into the head, that can also cause tinnitus. But there is no cure for it. There are some naturopaths that suggest tapping at the base of the neck, which also causes the sounds to go away or at least diminish. It can cause depression over a period of time if you don't find something to remedy it or to cope with it. It can cause a form of depression. And people don't even realize that they have it because they've lived with it for so many years that they've dealt with it and don't realize that it's done something to their brain. There's so much excitement in the brain that it wears a person out, and they're constantly tired because of all this, you know, constant bombardment of noise in their inner ear. And so depression, and that's another topic. I wanted to talk about depression. Many people are ashamed of even admitting that they have a problem with depression. And depression isn't always because a person thinks wrong. It can come through different avenues. And that's why we can't be shaming people over these things that happen to them, because as you get older, things happen to your body. And so depression, a lot of older people are alone and the families forget about them. And it has been known, study that they found that there's a co-relationship with depression and illnesses, physical illnesses. And they saw that after COVID, a lot of people were homebound and they couldn't go anywhere and they began getting depressed. And they were finding that they were having the same symptoms as people that live alone, that don't have any interactions with other people. And they found that because of that, a lot of people started getting illnesses. I mean, a lot. Insurance companies started following this and saw that illnesses were on the rise. Not by a little, by hundreds, 100%, 200%, almost in some cases 300%. And so people were, it was all after the COVID it did something to people. God has not created us to be alone, to live our lives alone. We need to share lives with each other, with our coworkers, with neighbors. People are too wrapped up in themselves, and that can cause mental illness. That can cause depression, a self-made depression. And so there's ways of coming out of that and helping other people, doing things, talking to people, socializing. And I don't mean socializing on social media. I mean in the physical. Go out there. Go see family. Yes, if you have to mask up then. But there's things that you can do. Go to the park. Make sure you keep in contact with your friends. You know, do not isolate yourself. Sometimes when people go through things, they isolate themselves. And so depression can come in through many avenues. It may not have anything to do with not socializing. It can come through the tinnitus that I was talking about. Or maybe even the lack of sleep from the sleep apnea can cause, in many cases, people to get depression. And they may not even know it. And so it's good to talk to a doctor and seek some help and counseling. There are churches that can help and minister to people when they're going through these types of depression. And it seems like it's the soup of the day, depression. And so, but, you know, not everything comes through the same avenues. But God can deal with all of that, and he can deliver us from all of those things that come at us. And so that's why we are blessed. We're blessed. Remember that he gives to us abundantly, overflowing. All right. So we talked about those three things, and I'll get on with the calls. Whoever wants to be ministered to tonight, dial number one on your keypad on your phone, and that'll allow me to see your hand go up. When you do dial one, it'll tell you you are now in the queue. And if you don't want to be any longer on the queue, you can dial one and it'll take you off. Over a period of hours, there's a point where if you log off, you will not be able to come back on. If for some reason the Block Talk doesn't allow it. It doesn't allow at a certain point. Once you're on the line, you can stay on the line. But if you go out and try to come in, you may not have that opportunity, that chance to get in on the line. So just be aware of that. All right. So I'm going to take some calls tonight. My first caller is 662-806. Your name and where you're from.
Yes, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Cynthia from Mississippi. Thank you, Lord. Let me put you on mute and I'll speak for you. Father God, we thank you for Cynthia. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because there's a shift, Cynthia. I sense a shift that the things that you yearn for, that you wanted, that you've been praying for, that there's going to be a shift in that. I see a sense of shift. Like, it's almost like if you move from one side to the other, and almost like if where you were, there was nothing. But then when you moved over and you shifted over, it was almost like you shifted into God's blessings. So I sense the blessings of the Lord, because there's I sense something with your head, with your thinking. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just almost see like the blessings of God, you know, reigning over you in a good way, in a good way. The water of the Word of God is washing over you, is what I'm sensing. And that's what's creating the shift. Thank you, Lord. That's what's creating the shift in you, that you're immersed in the Word of God. And so the water from heaven is washing over you. And so that helps you to move to the place where God is taking you to. I don't know if you're there already or if it's still in the future. And I just thank you, Lord, for that shift in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Cynthia.
Amen. Yes, amen. I received that.
What's
going on? That's awful. Awful. That's awesome. That's awesome. And, yes, you saying that over, sweeping over my mind as well, I needed that. And so that's definitely the Lord. And, yes, praise God.
You either you're in the Word or you're going to be in the Word, but that's what I saw.
Amen. Yes.
So if you're not there yet, then you know that that's what the Lord is telling you. That's where it's going to
yes.
give you that shift over you. And it's just touching your, I don't know, it's concentrated like in your head, in the head part. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for that shift. We thank you for the blessings that are coming down from heaven on Cynthia, Father God, as she is obedient, Father God, to seek your word. Thank you, Lord, that whatever is there that's not supposed to be there, Lord, we just pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that the washing of the water of the word, we plead the blood over her, her thoughts, her thinking, her brain, Father God, all the way down to her feet in Jesus' name. That those things that are out of line be come up to line up in Jesus' name. Line up in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak it. I bind that spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. And I command it to leave her now in Jesus' name. She's been bought by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood that washes over Cynthia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Yes, you're right on
Thanks.
With that. You're right mm-hmm. on with that. You are right on with the depression. You're very correct.
Right. There's no shame. God is here. He's your blessing. He's blessing you. So stick with the word and find out, go to the doctor and find out how they can help you. Because sometimes they could be different things, like I was saying. It's not all a spiritual demonic attack. Sometimes it's chemical stuff, some things that are happening in our lives that sometimes we need just a little push, a little help. So, but we prayed over you, and so we know it's done in Jesus' name. You continue staying in the word of God. Seeking him, and make sure you eat well. You do all the things in the natural that you can do. Sleep at the same time, because that also, and I'm speaking this for anybody else that may have issues too. Sleeping at the same time is important. This sleeping in different hours, that can throw you, your brain into, you know, not knowing what to do. And it can cause you to be really depressed. And so we can do it to ourselves. Eating the wrong foods, MSG, like in Chinese food, is not good. The MSG is an excitotoxin. It excites the brain. And so it triggers the nerves in the brain to be more excited. And so it's on overload. And so some people are more sensitive than others, and so we have to watch what things we use in our food. There's things in seasoning like that has MSG to make it taste better. Even in restaurants, they have that MSG to make it good so that people will come back and buy more. And so be careful what you put in your body. Drinking water. Also, if you go below and you're dehydrated, you can have, like, if it was depression, and when in reality is not. So make sure you're doing all the things that you need to do, and then if it persists, then you can you need to seek medical help. And there's ways, you know, they can help you to see what's going on. It could be, you know, they could check your blood work and see what's going on there. It could be a quick fix. It could be so many things, but we can't assume that we know everything. And so we need to take care of our bodies, but God has used doctors to bless us. So, amen. So,
yes, I have actually been to the doctor and diagnosed clinical depression. Oh. So, yeah.
All right. So make sure that you're sleeping. Like I was saying, you know, sleep apnea. Sometimes it's good to get tested for things like that, because that can cause you to get depressed when you're not sleeping well, and you may not even know that you're not you're having episodes of lack of sleep, of breathing, of apnea, no breath. And so they do help with that. And so we plead the blood of Jesus for anything that, you know, is out of your the Lord's our control. And we pray, Father God, that you give her direction as to what to do, how to do it, and how to move into your blessings. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for healing her mind. We thank you for the synapses, the electrical charges, Father God, that it won't be too many, too fast, too little, that it'll just be right. We pray that you balance that out in Jesus' name. And give her wisdom, Father God, in what she needs to eat and how to sleep and when to sleep and having good sleep hygiene. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for that. And we thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. In Jesus' name. Cynthia, is there anything else you'd like to say? Give us a testimony.
Yes. This is something I heard. It's an old testimony of a man that I heard from an old radio program. But since this is on radio, I thought this would be interesting to know how the Lord works through the radio. And it, this man was diagnosed with cancer, brain cancer, and he was listening to a pastor over the radio, and the pastor was talking about baptism. And anyway, he got into the shower with his expensive shoes, and he was backslid. And he got into the shower with his expensive shoes, his expensive clothes, and just got in the shower and baptized himself. As the man was praying, he felt something in his head. Well, he goes back to the doctor, and there was no – he had no – it was definitely going to kill him. But anyway, he went back to the doctor – and they kept doing these tests and doing other tests and kept repeating tests. And the doctor came back in the room and told him, you are the first person to ever recover from this. It's gone. That doctor hit his knee, started asking God for forgiveness, started speaking in tongues, and just... Oh, my gosh. And that man was healed of that cancer. It was just an amazing testimony. I wish you could hear it, but it was just so awesome. And so God is amazing. He can work through the radio. It's just amazing testimony. But
All we need is faith.
Yes. And I also ask for prayer for my brother, who I just spoke with today, and he got he has a pacemaker, he has trouble, but he also just got diagnosed with interstitial lung disease, which gives him, they said, a life expectancy of 5 to 7 years, and when I looked it up, it said 3 to 5 years. But he is lost. He does not know the Lord. So that's my main concern, is that he gets saved. Mm-hmm. And his name is Michael.
Okay. So Michael. All right. So let's pray for him and everybody that's an intercessor online. Join me into praying for Michael. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just lift Cynthia's brother, Michael. You see that he has a pacemaker. You see the interstitial lung disease that
lung
he
disease.
Has, Father God. And we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you touch him right now, that you bring healing in his body. But more than that, Father God, we just pray. We ask you, Father God, that you bring salvation to his life, Father God, that you would help him, Father God, to receive you as his Lord and Savior. We ask you, Father God, that you would send people in his life, in his home, wherever he may be, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you send people to minister to him in a way that Michael will understand. Father God, we just pray for that divine appointment. Send that divine appointment where Michael will receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Send that person, prepare that person and send them, Father God, that your anointing will be on them, that your anointing will be on Michael, and that whatever it is that's holding him back will be broken off of him right now in Jesus' name. We pray for his salvation. We ask you to prepare him and set him free and deliver him from those illnesses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And remember, you are a child of God. The Lord can prepare you. Give him the word. So pray.
Yes,
I
was speaking to him today, and I had no idea that he thought he was saved, but he's not. He's just not. He doesn't know the Lord. He doesn't have the relationship.
God can use you to minister to him and to disciple him. You know, there's different ways. Maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, but you keep on praying, and as the Lord touches you and tells you what to do, then you go and do it. If he says go, go. If not, continue interceding, because intercessors are amazing. Sometimes, you know, God has to break certain things down through an intercessor's prayer. To prepare that person to receive. So, there's different ways that God does it. Amen.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you
so much. You're welcome, Cynthia. God bless you. And continue seeking the word of God and reading the word of God. Play the word of God and scriptures for healing. And you'll see. And, you know, I just feel like saying this right now. Sometimes, you know, Jesus told his disciples, they had come to him, and they were praying for people, but there was some that they weren't able to set free, and they asked him, well, why weren't they set free? And Jesus said, some things come through prayer and fasting. So pray about that, and see what the Lord shows you about that. Sometimes prayer and fasting breaks certain things that normally through prayer will not happen, and people are set free. So, amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. 903-918. Your name and where you're from?
Michelle from Texas.
All right, Michelle from Texas. Give me one moment here. Give me one moment, because if I don't write this down, then I'm going to lose track of who is on. and I will get to each and every one of you. Please be patient. I know that sometimes people, they get tired, but all right. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle, Father God. We just thank you for Michelle, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I just saw, Michelle? I saw you dressed up in, you know, those old army uniforms that had camouflage on them. It's almost like, and you had your cap on, and it's almost like you were ready to battle something, that God has you battling something. But you remember this, the battle is the Lord. And you need to listen to your commander-in-chief as he gives you directions on what to do. Yes, you are in the army of God. Yes, you are a spiritual warrior, intercessor. But listen closely to what your commander-in-chief is trying to tell you. And so you will hear the instructions that he has, and you will win the war because the battle is the Lord. I see you dressed in green. That's funny. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, we just pray that you give her the wisdom, Father God, to do the warfare the way you would have her to do it, not in her flesh, but in the spirit. And we thank you, Father, for that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that mighty spiritual warrior, Father God, because she, her ears are attentive to her, what you have to say. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I felt that when I said that about your ears. Thank you, Jesus. Touch her ears. Anoint her ears, Father God, even more, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I am Miss Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Blessed. Do you have any testimonies for me today?
No, not today. I just needed prayer for my granddaughter.
Okay. What's your granddaughter's name?
We call her Yaya.
Okay. Yaya. How old is your granddaughter?
She's 15, and she's just kind of going through something right now, and I just need prayer for her.
Yeah, that's probably why I saw you in the army. Fatigues. Father, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you know how our granddaughters are at this age, Father God. We lift up Yaya to you, Lord. We ask you to bless her, Father God. Mother, and if there's any long friendship, Father God, we just pray that you move her away from them. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just pray that you touch her and that she would sense your love like she's never sensed it before, Father God. Lord, let her draw close to you. And Lord, woo her to you, Father God. Let her know that you love her and that you care for her. Lord, bless her, Father God. Give her a spiritual encounter with you, you and Yaya alone, Father God. Bless her, and Lord, we just thank you for her praying grandmother. We thank you for the praying grandmother, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless this child. Bless this family. Bless this grandmother like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Yaya. You know, she's going through an identity crisis is what I'm seeing. And you have to be real careful and be prayerful because this is a very delicate time for a young girl her age. And sometimes we can hurt them more or allow them to get through this. It's almost like a valley that they go through, trying to find out who they are. They're trying to find out who they are. They're trying to find out who they are. And so they're trying different things. to identify with. So it's a matter of an identity crisis for them there. And you know, in life, we have several identity crises as we age and we go through different age levels. And, you know, but it's harder at this age because they've never, it's almost like it's the first one. And so a lot of things that happen at this age, if the families are not careful, can actually contribute to future issues. And so we just ask you, Father God, to give her parents and her grandparents and her family wisdom, Father God, to be understanding at this stage, Father God, knowing that these things will pass in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you touch her, and we just pray that you woo her with your love in Jesus' name. I wouldn't be too worried. Just be accepting, Michelle. Just be accepting and focus on the good things and bring them out and say, oh, I like that. And this, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you look so pretty. And wow, you're so smart. You know, and this is a very delicate time for them. And so they're looking who to identify with. Amen.
Amen.
So your prayers are very much needed at this time. It's going to help her get through. And that's why I was seeing you in the army. Because you're doing battle for your granddaughter. You're praying. Thank you, Jesus, for praying grandmothers. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I love it. I love it. Oh, were you saying something? I couldn't hear you.
I was just saying, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I was just giving God praises. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that granddaughter, Lord. Yeah, you know what? They're going through stuff that we never went through. Their teenage years are rough. It's almost like a battle. You know, they're trying to identify, and they might try to identify with the wrong thing. And so pray, continue praying for her. And we've prayed for her tonight. And as many times as you need us to pray, we'll pray for her. Okay? Know that we're here to lift her up. That's what we're here on PGN for. Over and over, we don't get tired of it. We love praying. It's a blessing to pray for other people. And I understand. I have my own grandkids, too. And so I see those changes. But you walk in love with them and love them. Yeah, you could joke around like my grandkids sometimes wear those broken jeans. And I'll joke with them, and I go, oh, get me a needle and thread. Your pants are broken. I can sew them up for you. You know what? They just crack up. They're like, Grandma, this is the style. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I joke around with their changes and their craziness, like my granddaughter with her makeup. Now the girls are wearing, like, red. For an eyeliner, and I saw her the other day, and I go, oh, I thought, you know, you had pink eye or something. I'm sorry. I looked at her and started laughing. I go, but when she looks beautiful, I tell her, oh, that's so pretty. Oh, you're really learning how to do that really well. And so just keep laughter in the mix. My grandkids always remember everything I say to them because I'm always joking around with them. They're like, Grandma. Or sometimes they call me Madea when I get mad. I get mad. They say, Grandma, Madea's out. So, yeah, we joke a lot. I try to keep it in that, you know, because it's a delicate age. I remember when I was a teenager, I never forgot that my father says, what are you, where are you going? To a Halloween party, and it was the first time that I had started putting makeup on, and I, you know, I didn't put a lot, I just put a little bit, and so my dad, and I didn't want to wear it anymore, so he did a lot of damage, But as I grew older, I didn't listen to those voices as a believer. I realized, you know, that wasn't of the Lord, and so I didn't pay attention to that. And so now I take care of myself. I put my makeup on and all that. But I still remember that every once in a while, you know. So we need to be real careful on how we treat them. Lovingly, we could joke with them, but we need a lot of prayer. They do need a lot of prayer. Amen.
Amen. You're right. And I do have to watch what I say to her and how I say it. The Lord is really showing me that with her because she's just a little sensitive, you know. And so, yeah. Have to watch a lot
of
things.
Or if they're tomboys. Yeah, or even if they're tomboys, you know, you just go with the flow. You know, a lot of the girls that act like tomboys, they're not like tomboys later on. They turn out to be beautiful women. Beautiful, gorgeous women and smart. And so I always try to speak, you know, life, not death. So speak life into your grandchildren, and they'll always remember you. My grandchildren always, you know, when I go over there, it's like a tug of war on who gets to have me to listen to them. And they just tell me all the stuff that they're going through, that they're doing this and they're doing that. And I'm like, wow, you know. And so I really try to be honest about, you know, what I say. So they know that it's genuine. So, yeah. I remember my grandmother and how loving she was. She was a beautiful lady. She was a beautiful lady. She was so loving. So, yeah, be real careful and pray. Just pray. That's all sometimes we can do. That God will keep them safe. Keep them safe from ungodly friendships. And, you know, just pray. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. This has really helped me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said thank you because what you're saying has really helped me tonight. I really needed to hear this.
Grandmothers can be very special for their grandchildren. I don't know what it is about grandmothers, but sometimes we can touch our grandchildren in ways that nobody else can touch them. But then grandfathers sometimes can dismantle everything. You know, my grandfather had a lot of granddaughters, and he was patient with some of them, but with some of them, so patient. And we laugh about it now that we're older with some of my cousins. But, you know, the ones that needed more loving were the ones that grandfather was not very patient with. I had a cousin that was going through so many changes, and it was because she wasn't feeling loved by her father, and her father remarried, and they couldn't identify with anybody in the family. And my grandfather didn't do a good job. He was, you know, a good disciplinarian, but he didn't know how to love. And so as he got older, he got more mellow. But I remember that my cousin really stroked his nerve. And I remember he was getting on an airplane. They were taking him to the airport. And my cousin comes in. She's white. And back then, there was the style of the Afro. They had Afro wigs. And so she's skinny as a toothpick. And she comes into the airport to say goodbye to my grandfather with this huge Afro wig. And my grandfather took a laugh, and he was like, get that girl out of my face. And that was my cousin. She was always trying to get some attention somehow. And, you know, she's even today, she's still a little weird. But, you know, they didn't take the time, especially the men didn't take the time to love on her. And she may have been so much different. if she would have had that love. And so it's somebody that would have been patient with her. But everybody wanted to discipline and be a disciplinarian on her, and that turned her off. And that's how it happened. But love. Loving our grandkids, our nieces, our nephews. Sometimes, you know, all we can do is just pray. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's it. And that's the best thing is prayer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A good home-cooked meal, and they come over, and look what I made for you. You know, I remember my step-grandmother. She would every Sunday cook every Sunday, right? Made a big pot of rice and a big pot of whatever. And family knew to go to her house on Sunday and stop by and eat and say hello and bring something to her. And we would all catch up sometimes, you know, bump into each other. And so she was being the nucleus of the family at that time, you know. And so it is important. We women have a big, important job to keep the family together. And food is a good way. Food is a good way. You know, that Sunday night meal or Saturday night, whatever days you choose, you know, try to get the family together. And so anything else you would like to say?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a blessed week, and we pray for your granddaughter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
910-709, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia. God
Ooh,
bless
I thought
you.
I wasn't going to get in tonight.
Mm-hmm. And whoever wants a prayer ministry tonight, the line is long, but there's nobody raising their hands. Okay. Let me put you on mute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Miss Sylvia. I don't know why, but I saw some crayons, colors. I saw some crayons and colors. Different colors, yellow, blue, green. I saw, like, you know, the different colors of the crayons. And we thank you, Father God, for whatever that is, Lord. I'm not sure if that's symbolizing some child or something that she'll be dealing with or talking to, a small little one, Father God. I don't know. But we pray, Father God, you give her words and love for this child. Father God, or maybe it's the creative side of her, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for whatever that the symbolism of the crayons is. In Jesus' name, I can't give you no more because I don't understand it. All right, are you there, Miss Sylvia?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's all I saw, like crayons. I don't know. I associate that with children, so maybe you're going to be dealing with children in some form. And so we just thank the Lord for that. And so how's your week, Miss Sylvia?
Oh, well, I wasn't feeling well. I have a sinus infection, but it's getting better.
Let's pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that you clear up those sinuses and that any mucus that shouldn't be there, Father God, we just clean it up. We ask you to clean it out in Jesus' name. Bring the sinuses, let them drain in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your healing touch. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing in her sinuses. Did you get wet?
Can't remember. I probably did because I can't remember.
Yeah, you have.
It's been raining Yeah, it's been raining a while. But I've had it, like congestion, but I thought I was getting rid of it. But I had to get antibiotics. I thought it was going to go away on its own, and it didn't.
Okay. Stay away from dairy. Because the dairy creates a lot of mucus. You know, have fresh salads with vinegar or wine vinegar is really good. That red wine vinegar, you have your salad, you know, things like that. That helps. I don't know. It helps with all that. Yeah, and it has been raining a lot. Even over here, this is desert. And we've had the most rain. Like, it's been crazy. It's like, oh, no, again. I feel like we're turning into Seattle, Washington. It's so much rain. So I have my little umbrella ready to, you know, flip it out of the car, you know, so I won't get wet. The other day I got a little bit wet, and I felt a little. And I'm like, no, because we're not used to it. So we're not always prepared, so.
Been a lot. I wanted to get prayer for my brother. One of my brothers, his name is Milton.
Okay. And what would you like to pray about?
He's waiting for a kidney transplant. And he's beginning to not feel well now. So I've actually been praying that he didn't have to receive one. But if he does, I believe that God will heal him through that.
Yes. God can do anything through doctors. And, I mean, you know, it's like I heard this one lady preacher saying that that she has sister parts in her body, that some of them have gone to heaven already. So God sends parts to us, you know, through transplants.
Amen.
So they can be sent from heaven. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just lift up Milton, Father God, to you, Father, and that we just pray that, Father God, that you bring that healing. You heard what Sylvia said, Father God, that either it comes through the healing, a total healing, or as you desire, Father God, to bring that transplant to him. We ask you, Father God, that whatever way that you do it quickly, Father, in the name of Jesus, he's not feeling well, and we just pray, Father God, that you touch his heart, and you touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. We pray that that kidney be restored in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to do this quickly in Jesus' name, whether if it's a new kidney from heaven. We ask you, Father God, that you bring it in soon, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray also for his salvation. If he's not saved, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that he would have an encounter with you, Lord, that he would know you, Father God. And we ask you to do that soon, Father, in Jesus' name. Do that soon, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is he born again?
Amen. I know he's not, and he's actually going to be a preacher, but he has trouble. He's not coming in.
So he's not born again, and he wants to be a preacher?
No, he doesn't want to. He has a call on his life to be one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
First is salvation before he can do the call.
He doesn't desire to be one. He doesn't desire to be one. God says he's going to be one, but he's not coming in. So
God doesn't force anybody to serve him.
Right.
But what's important right now is his salvation. that yeah. he get born again and that he know God, and the rest will take place once, you know, he knows God. And so that's what I'm sensing right now. We just ask you, Father God, that you allow him to know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, like he's never known you before, that he sense your love. Lord, we just pray that you wrap him around, you wrap your arms around him, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he would know that he is loved by you, that he is loved by you, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that he would sense that supernatural love and that he will melt at the presence of Jesus, that he will melt and that he will want Jesus. Because he senses that love, Lord, yes, melt him, Father God, that he'll receive you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's important. That's very important. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Miss Sylvia?
No, that's it. And thank you for praying.
You're welcome. Yeah, as many times as we need to pray, you continue asking for prayer, okay?
Okay.
That's what we're here for. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Yes, hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hello, Sarah. Give me a minute. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, what I saw when I mentioned your name was like a robot. And that robot didn't have wheels, but it had like tractor, like if it was a tractor for the feet. And it has ways of moving faster. It's because of that the feet that were like a tractor, and at times I could see it moving fast with the tractor feet, but then I saw it like rotating really fast and getting further. So I'm sensing that God is giving you feet to move faster in ways that possible. And so I see those, it's funny. I would have to draw it. It's almost like a triangle on both sides, and it's like a tractor at the same time. You know how tractors, you know, they rotate and they move fast, but these wheels are like triangles that even rotate too. So it moves even faster. So I thank you, Lord, for the speed, the speed that she didn't even realize that she was equipped with. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are giving her the speed that she's equipped, that you have equipped her with, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sarah, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you, woman of God?
God bless. And you?
I'm doing good, in spite of.
In spite of. So you have a testimony? Something to tell us?
Well, when God was giving you the words to say about my feet, and sometimes they can move fast and sometimes they slow up or something like that. Is that what I'm getting, that the feet thing? Is it sometimes they can go faster?
Yeah, I'm seeing them that they're going fast, but they're going to go even faster at certain points. There's something about your feet, but it's like, it was almost like if you were a robot, but your feet were like tractors that it moved fast. And it was like in a triangle, inner triangle shape, but you were, even that triangle was moving fast also. So on top of the tractor moving fast, the triangle was moving fast within the tractor. So there was like this speed. Like, God is giving you speed. God is giving you speed. I don't know. I want to say, like, hind feet. Like, you're able to do certain things, I guess, maybe because you're seeking him, that you're going up higher and moving faster. You're moving faster. Faster than you've ever been before, and I guess you're tapping into something.
Oh, yeah. Well, say it. I didn't get the last one.
No, I'm done. you can say it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was doing before, as far as work-wise, I was kind of moving at a fast pace, so maybe, you know, I'm going back to it, and so maybe the Lord is speeding me up in that direction. So,
Wow, yeah, that makes sense. You already know what to do, so it's going to go faster. You're going to be faster. Faster than you've seen before. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you,
Were
Jesus,
you
for him
somewhere?
Using. Yeah, I was on a rest for a minute because I started, you know, I just felt like it was needed. And when you said it last week, I think when we were discussing the Lord had me on a rest, I just took some time to get myself together as far as resting in him. More direction and cleaving in him. And I'm going to be going back to the same thing. And I guess it's just him showing you that to tell me that, hey, she's got the ability to move it up faster.
Yeah, but don't allow yourself to be overworked. You take the pace that you're supposed to take, no more, no less. And sometimes, you know, at work, we want to do more. And we hurt ourselves because we have to have rest. We need that rest. We need that regular rest and that consistent rest at the same time. And you have to take time to take care of yourself. And that's how you're going to make it. It's just like with athletes, they take time to rest. They take time to eat right. They exercise, they train, and they keep moving, but they don't overdo it because if they do, they can hurt themselves and then they have setbacks. And you've learned from your setbacks, and that's why you're going to be moving faster because you've learned from your setbacks what you can and cannot do. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you,
sensing. Jesus. Yes. Slow and steady.
Yes, I'm going
That'll
slow and steady.
Yeah, but in one sense, we're slow and steady, but because you learn how to take care of your body, and then you're at a certain pace that you think that you're, you know, oh, okay. But then when other people come by and they're like, wow, you're really fast, and you don't really think you're fast. But because you've learned something, you keep at that certain pace, and you end up at the end of the race. Amen?
Amen.
I remember telling you something about the bunny and the turtle.
Yeah.
Not to be going fast like the bunny. That the bunny was all over and never made it till the end. It had to stop. And what happened to you? And that was a warning from the Lord, right? But you already
right.
know your limits.
I learned the hard way. I learned my limit. That's the testimony. And maybe the Lord, you know, maybe I have things where he's given me where I can just kind of, you know, move at a fast pace. But in actuality,
That's why I was seeing you like a robot. The legs were moving like a tractor, right? But it had the ability to move faster by rotating the triangles within the tractor.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? But that's not what you want. You want to go at a certain pace. Like a tractor. Have you ever seen a tractor?
Mm-hmm.
you know, where how do I say that? It's like, you know, it wraps around and it keeps on rotating within, right? And it moves that way. So that's what I'm sensing that the Lord wants you to do. And you'll be going fast, but it's not, you've learned lessons on how not to go super fast like the bunny. And so you're going to be at a pace and you have to take care of yourself. Remember, it's not always do, because the more they ask, the more you give, and it's a never-ending cycle. You have to pace yourself. Pace yourself. So that's why I thought you have the ability of going faster, but do you want to go that fast? Do you want to go that fast? You've already learned some lessons.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Uh-huh. And so you
I've learned my lesson.
And so what are you going to do?
Well, I was working on online orders, and what that was is that it was working like dealing with customer service and online orders and packaging them, well, you know, and deliver them to the customer, come back and do some more. And I was doing it at a good pace to the point where I had to slow it on down.
So you know now what you can and cannot do. You have the ability, right, with your legs. You know, you have the ability to move fast, but is that what's going to give you longevity?
No, I don't think. I mean, I have the ability, but I don't think that, you know, if they want me to go that fast, I don't think that I just want to do it that fast anymore, because I've never actually taken a rest for a period of time. I've always gone at a moderate pace, you know. So
that's what it is. You have the ability to go fast. Like I saw those wheels, those triangle wheels that they can move faster, but it wasn't at that pace. I don't believe that the Lord wants you at that pace. He wants you to be like the tractor pace, the regular normal pace. You have the ability. It's in there with you, but God has already taught you some lessons. So you know what you have to do. Amen? You know what you have to do.
Amen. Amen. I know it. I know when it's time to cool it down, and I had to learn the hard way. I didn't play it like the lessons in which we talked about over the phone before they actually occurred.
I know. I was like, why am I talking to her about a turtle and a rabbit? But see, God has strange ways of how he uses prophets. So, I mean, we have to be paying attention. So you know now, as you go back to work, what your limit is or what you can and cannot do. You can do, I mean, you can do it, but is it wise? You don't
is
want
it
to
wise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Is there anything else you want to pray about? Do you have a testimony for me?
Well, pray that, my testimony was, you know, about everything we discussed, you know, slowing it down and the Lord, you know, using you to tell me to do it. And, you know, the testimony was that I did it and I was taking a rest in him at the same time. But the prayer is with Lee and I, we have our disagreements, and I'm just praying for peace within that relationship with us. She went out
Is
and got a tattoo.
Your daughter.
Yeah, Leah's 20.
Okay.
I'll just pray that, you know, if God wants someone in my life, which I'm single now, but that he be a man of God and that he would be on the move for the Lord, you know, hard working as well, but on the move for the Lord. And and that he will be someone that definitely is not my choice but of God, that the Lord has chosen for me.
But you know what? Sometimes we meet people, we meet, you know, the opposite sex, and they're not perfect. We're not perfect. And it doesn't mean that we don't desire that they love God and know God. And we're not here to be mommies to anybody either, because that's not having the right relationship either. But we sometimes get too perfectionist on who we want, that they may be in our lives and we don't even realize it, because we have this tall order that's kind of unrealistic. And so we need to be the women that we want to receive in a man before we expect that and want that. We have to, you know, when we're going to see somebody in our lives, that we're that person also. Amen. And so there's nobody perfect. But one thing that we have to do is value ourselves too, and not allow, just because no one's perfect, that we accept anybody in our lives. They also have to, you know, go by God's standards. It's like Father God will, they have to follow, you know, pass Father God's listing of what is right for his daughter. But at the same time, we also have to make sure that we're in that place also. We can want this and want that, but are we that person? Are we that person? Are we ready to be in ministry? Because when you have somebody in your life, you're ministering to that person. That's a ministry. And so a lot of us are better off single than married, because some women are not willing. They want to be ministered to. They want the best for them, but they are not willing to give that back to that person. You know what I'm saying? It takes work.
Yeah.
It takes
a lot of work.
Yeah, it takes work, because you know, you have to take care of this person. You have to pray for this person. They're not going to be perfect certain days. They're not going to be that, you know, wonderful knight in shining armor all the time. Sometimes we have to lift them up, and sometimes they lift us up. And so it's 50%, and 50% is not going to make 100%. It's only going to make a 50% marriage. So if we're not 100%, how are we going to attract what we're not? There's some deciding going on, and that's what I was talking about today, that the blessings of the Lord make one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So anything that God blesses us with, marriage, money, promotion, whatever, when it's from the Lord, it adds no sorrow. But there's people that are so desirous of wanting to get married because they don't want to be alone, but they don't realize you have to minister to this person also. And so then their sorrow, they did it their way. You know, oh, he looked good. The package looked good. So, you know, I want that. But you have to also think, you know, for better or for worse, for better or for worse. And many want for better, but they don't know that there could be worse. And so that's why we need to seek God first in everything, to make sure that he gives us that that knowing that this person is the right person for us. Perfect, they're not going to be. There's nobody perfect, because not even pastors are perfect. I've seen a lot of them, and some of them can be, I've seen some of them that are real jerks to their wives. And yet they were in ministry. So, I mean, it's not, thank God some marriages are, you know, oh, wow. And I heard one friend one time saying, oh, it's a marriage made in heaven. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You have to seek God first for that, and you both have to be seeking God. Made in heaven. It's
yeah.
not made in heaven just because, you know, people think the couple looks cute together. No, no, no. It's made afterwards as they see God. God's in the middle, in the center of everything in their marriage. That's a marriage made in heaven. And that's ministering to one another and staying connected to God. If a man loves God more than you, then he's a good man because he's not going to do anything to disappoint God. Amen. And so women got it all backwards sometimes, and men have it backwards too. And they don't realize, oh, yeah, they want to be married, but they don't realize it's going to cost. It's going to cost some time, some energy, some ministry to them. And so, you know, it's a decision we have to make. We, you know, are we going to be in ministry together? Are we in ministry right now? Are we ministering to other people? We want something, but we're not even walking in it. You know what I'm saying? And so then later on, I've seen it where these women get married to these guys, and then they're in the prayer line, oh, pray for my husband. Oh, my husband. And, well, did you not pray about this before you got married? Did you hear correctly? You know, so we got to be careful. Yeah. And if a man is not willing to give a woman a ring, to say, I love you, and, you know, I'm promising you this for the future, you know, a woman should not get involved. You know, too many women settle for little. And no, it can't be that way. Because that's a sign of what's to come. So, we have to learn to allow ourselves to be respected. But we also have to be quality too. You know, how do we expect somebody to be in our lives to be this way and that when we're not that? They're probably waiting for somebody like that, like you're expecting from them, but we also have to be, you know, up to speed. If we want a man in ministry, then we have to be in ministry and we have to serve the Lord. But that's not because we want to do it. We have to wait on the Lord to tell us to do it. Sometimes, you know, not everybody is for ministry. To be a mother, to be a wife. I mean, there's different things that God will have you do. And I've seen the amazing women that are mothers and wives and the way that they minister to their family and they minister to other people. And they're not even pastors. They're wonderful women of God. And they allow God to use them, you know, and that's where God wants us to be. It, you know, everybody thinks that they have to be in some kind of ministry or that they have to be a pastor. What if God's not calling you to all that? What if he's just calling you to be a mom or a wife or both? Or maybe to minister through your job. Minister are not ministers because you have a title before your name as pastor so-and-so. That's not ministry. It's actually doing it. So we can bring comfort to many people without being a minister, a man of God. We are all men and women of God. Amen?
Amen. I believe it. I mean, it's like you we're saying, you know, it's good to do the ministry because, like, really what I am, I guess, wanting prayer for as well is my daughter Leah and I, you know. First, you get things together first, you know, with the home front, and then you let God add in what he wants to add in because, you know, Leah's still... She's still in school and searching for things that she needs to get together, you know. So I was just praying for Lee and I that we have a relationship, that she has a relationship, rather, for the Lord to do more in her life, that she comes to the Lord and get completely filled with God's Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be the person that you want. One lady that I saw this past week, she was getting married. She was a pastor already, and she had met an African man, and they dated from from far, and he was a minister too. It took 5 years, and they finally got married. But it took him a while. But she was already a minister. She was a minister, and he was a pastor. You know, they're both pastors. So, be what God wants you to be now. Don't wait for the future to have a husband, or what if that never happens? You know, just be, God is our husband. God is our husband. God is our wife, if it's a man. He's there for us. So sometimes, you know, it's like this one lady that she desired to have a baby so bad. She used to be the principal of our school when I was young, and she couldn't have children. And then finally they decided to adopt a child, right? And so they went on with their lives, you know, and their new baby, adopted baby, and then she got pregnant. She relaxed so much. She was focused on having babies that it finally happened. And then they had more kids after that. But the first child was adopted because she was so, like, stressed out about wanting to have a baby and didn't have a baby. It's in God's timing. And so she relaxed enough that she had more kids. And so sometimes, you know, we want something so bad that it can be an idol to us. And so we just have to allow God to okay, Lord, you know, meanwhile, serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Serve the Lord. And when you least expect it, it'll come. You know, if it's of the Lord and he has a purpose for it, it'll come. But we shouldn't be focused on something more than God. God should be first. Because it turns into an idol. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And I agree, because when Leah was first born, she was like a baby doll to me. And I was just, just wrapped up in everything. But I had to remember that, you know, the Lord gave her to me, and that you get wrapped up into the Lord more so. And everything that you were saying is so true, because you always got to put him first, you know, not your kids, not, you know, your children, not, you know, wrapped up in doing everything else idly. But you've got to really focus on the Lord. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I love my family. I love my friends. But God is first. I have to put God first. And I have to remember that, because sometimes, you know, you get wrapped up in, you know, the relationships or not being around them. You know, we can go from one extreme to the other. So God wants us to live in balance.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else you'd like to pray about?
Well, just peace in the home, you know, just keeping everything at peace and goodness in the Lord, you know, that the Lord surrounds the home.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Sarah and Leah. Lord, we just pray for the peace in the home, Father God, your peace, the shalom in the home, Father. We pray for Leah, Father God. She's finding herself, Father God, in school. Lord, help her, Father God, with her school, that she find her way, Father God, and that you stir her heart, Father God, to be that minister as a nurse, Father God, that you would show her, Father God, and that she would be the best nurse, Father God, that she could be. And, Lord, we pray for Sarah's home, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you be her husband, that you supply all their needs, Father God, according to your riches and glory. Be with Sarah, Father God. Love on her, Father God. Have love on her in those days that she's alone, Father. We just pray, Father God, for your love that would wrap around her and her daughter, Father God, and that your peace will be there, that your peace and your rest, your shalom, be there with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Sarah.
Well, thank you so much, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you. God bless. Hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, God.
All right. 803-991, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hello, Angela. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this woman of God. Thank you, Father God, for the revelation. Thank you for the revelation. I see the Lord opening your eyes. It's almost like light is being put in your eyes, like by the Lord, like He's shining some light in your eyes and exposing some things and letting you see some things that you didn't see before. Thank you, Father, for the angelic messengers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're seeing things in a different way that you didn't see them before. And that's the Lord. He's showing you some things. And it's almost like God's glory. It's almost like your eyes are shining too. Almost like Moses, you know, that his whole face shined. But I see your eyes shining like a glowing coming out of your eyes like a knowing, like there's power in your look. Thank you, Jesus. I don't understand what that's all about, but that's what I'm seeing. Sort of like, you know, those those movies with the superheroes, and then they got power, and there's a power coming out from your eyes. Lord, I sense that it may be a stronger discernment. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for increasing that knowledge and discernment in Angela's life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Are you there, Angela? Amen.
Yes, I'm here.
What's amen. Going on, girl? I want some of that.
Amen, I receive it. Yeah, thank you so much. I was praying for that last night, discernment. I was asking God to increase my discernment.
Really?
I was praying for that, yes. Yesterday.
Yes. Wow, that's what it was. Wow.
I asked for more discernment. Amen. I need it.
Yeah, and what happens when you have more discernment? It's almost like you got hawk eyes. You can see. And you can tell, you can discern certain things. It's almost like God, wow, like an eagle when it goes up high, it could see from a distance. It could see. That's why they call it 2020. 2020. Wow, something about your eyes. That's what it is. That's the discernment. Wow. Ooh. Lord, give me some of that too. I want some of that. what's going on, girl?
Well, I was calling in to thank you so much, too, for the message you sent to Randy about my prophecy the other day, because I was trying to understand it, too.
I heard him. I didn't understand all the words, but I heard that word, carota, 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 he said. And then I said, carota, that sounds like face cara in Spanish. And so I looked it up, and it says carota means face. And I send it to him, and I told her she's going to see the face of God. It's the face of God that God wants her to see. So I don't know what you're doing, girl. Whatever you're praying is working.
I'm always praying.
Let me see what I wrote him. I know I wrote it to him. Give me a moment. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, because I know that I saw it the next day, and I said, Randy, I forgot to tell you. Prophet Randy, I forgot to tell you. And let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, you were prophesying to someone last night and spoke it in tongues. You said carota, which means face, something about them seeking God. I believe the word carota has to do with seeking God's face. And then Prophet Randy said, oh, wow, interesting. Okay, I really like that. And he goes, thanks for the message. And then I sent him, I looked it up, and it says carota, and on the bottom it says face. And then he says, wow, do you remember who I was praying over? And I go, it was a woman, but I can't remember the name. Who was it? You know, I didn't know. I forgot. And so I said, well, give me a moment and let me listen to it. And then I told him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you so much. Wow. That was, because I had no clue. I had no idea. But I know when you all speak, because I know it
means
something.
Listen to what he's saying. He's going, carota, carota, carota. And I'm like, that's
yeah.
His face. So, I mean, in Spanish, the word cara means face. But carota, I was like, carota, carota. And I had to look it up, and that's what it meant, face.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, wow. It was
almost like I
was giving you the sermon of it. I'm not sure if it was Spanish or another language, but I knew that cara meant face. But I said, let me look. In my spirit, I thought it was faith. And so when I found the confirmation online, I was like, sent it to him. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it. You hear it, carota, carota. He's saying carota, carota. So,
yeah, I'm going to listen to it. Again today. I didn't think you could hear it.
Seeking the Lord or going to seek him? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always asking God to see his face, and there's a song by Kirk Franklin called Show Me Your Face, and I call it my war song, but that's confirmation, because I'm always looking up in the clouds and just asking about his face. That would make sense. I think a lot of sense, but that's what I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Show me his face. And, wow.
Your prayers are powerful, girl.
Yes. I get confirmation from PGN all the time. I love PGN. This is my prophetic family. So, yeah.
You know what? When you hang around that, you start being prophetic too. I mean,
right.
Look at my friend, Danny. He didn't prophesy before, and he got on the show, and he started seeing things. And
wow.
He goes, oh, my God, he was so humbling. I got to get him on, but he's been busy. He's been busy with work, so... when the prophets get together, the prophetic starts coming out. Even those that are not prophetic will start prophesying.
Right.
So, everyone should prophesy. Everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
exciting. Mm. Well,
that is.
Wow.
That is.
I love it. I just love it you know, God sings on us and we're like, we have no clue. But the person listening, they understand and they think, well, you know, it's nothing. But it is something for us because we're like, we have no clue. That was all God. That wasn't me.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. Yeah, that's exactly. Everything is always a word or something that's related to what God has given you all the time.
I don't try back anymore. Not like before. I would see some things and I wouldn't say, I was like, I don't know if I want to say that. But now, and no matter how weird it sounds, I'll say it.
Right.
I'll say it because I don't know if it'll mean something else for that person. And I'm holding back.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to do that either. The more you release, the more God gives you. But if you hold it back, then, you know, he's not going to give you more if you don't give it out. So,
right.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want me to pray about?
Well, my dad, he had to go back to the hospital proper and did pray for him the other day, but I think this time he's going to do a lot better. If you just say a prayer for him, he went back today. He's been having some many afflictions he's been dealing with, and I've been praying this morning, early this morning for him, and I just found out later today he went back to the hospital. So if you just lift him up in prayer, and I just believe God's going to do something for him this time.
David, right? Is his name?
David, yes, that's his name.
I remember because my son, his name is David. Yeah, my dad is in the hospital as well. He's not doing too well. It seems like every time we call him, he gets weaker and weaker. But, yeah, I know your heart. I know your heart for your dad. And is your dad born again?
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he believes in the Lord.
All right. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Angela's dad, Mr. David. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bring healing in his body, Father God, that you do it one more time, another time, Father God, that you bring healing in his body. And, Lord, help him to recuperate quickly. Lord, Father God, that he will have a quality of life, Father God, in his last days, that his latter days will be better than they were before. We ask you, Father God, that you would just turn things around, that he would be able to enjoy his family, Father God. Let him recuperate quickly in the hospital, Father God, that he would be restored to his family and that he'll be there to enjoy his children and his grandchildren, Father God. Lord, extend his days, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, Father God. And Father God, give him words of wisdom for his family, Father God. As they're getting older, Father God, and eventually one day it'll be their day. But we ask you right now that it'll be a blessed day with his family, Father God, that he will be able to minister and prophesy the beautiful things over his family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Mr. David and Mr. David's life and his family, Father. Bless them and help them, Father God, to also take this time to enjoy Mr. David, Father. Bless the family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And bless Angela like never before, Father. And use her even more in her discernment, in her prayer time, Father God. Increase, give her more for more people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen,
amen, girl.
Thank you so much. God bless your father also. I mean, I know I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know that he's with you all. And that he will just keep you and keep you strong. And whatever his will is, that his will be done for your father. Pray the best for him.
Amen. Pray for his salvation because he's not safe.
Oh, okay. I would definitely do that. I would definitely
do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You're a blessing. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Amen. All right. 903-808, your name and where you're from.
Hey, Miss Carmen. This is Jeannie in Texas.
Jeannie in Texas?
Yeah.
Hi. Well, give me a moment. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll get back to you. Father God, we just thank you for this evening, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know, Miss Jeannie, if you're a minister or what, but I just sense a calling on your life. I'm not sure. I know a lot of us on PGN will minister, but we're not necessarily ministers. But I sense a calling on your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for that sweet, sweet anointing over your life in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I sense that the enemy sometimes attacks you a lot because of the fact that there is an anointing on your life. You're called. And so the enemy doesn't like it. And so there's, you know, these little attacks here and there. But you know what? I see you like you're like Skarsgård. It rolls off of you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I pray, Father God, you strengthen her and you protect her, Father God, and you use her mightily, Father God, for your kingdom's sake. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. All right, let me see where I was. All right. I think this is her. Yeah. Miss Jeannie, are you there?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, thank
you.
And I receive it. Well, I mean, a minister on PGN.
Okay. I just sense that about you. Has that ever occurred to you in your mind, you know, since that you may have a calling?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've ministered in music through the years, and I mean, I've not done any teaching other than, you know, on Randy's program, but yeah, I mean, I'm well, you know, well aware.
A minister of music.
And you're right on the other. Yeah, I'm very, you're absolutely right. The enemy does try to attack me a lot. That's, you know, or has, and a lot of it has been things that were related to the call of my life. So, and he does, you know, he does that with people. He'll try to attack in areas, but no, you're, I mean, absolutely right.
Yeah, I saw like Skarsgård. You know what I'm talking about with the Skarsgård? It's all a spray that you put on fabric.
I'll receive that. I can't say
it.
That that's always happening, but I certainly receive that.
That's what I see. It's like, you know, I see that, you know, when you add that to fabric, it just rolls. It just rolls. Yeah, it seems like it gets a little bit humid, but it rolls. It rolls. Like a sister used
Jesus.
To say, oh, I'm like the lettuce. It just rolls off of me.
Yeah, like water off a duck's back. That's the old saying.
Yeah. So what's going on?
I just enjoyed calling in. I am going to ask for prayer. I think this week, ever since all the rains come, my husband and I have both been fighting with like sinus drainage and just some, you know, stuff like that, you know, not bad, but enough to be kind of aggravating. And, I try to call in on everybody's program once in a while, cause I just enjoy getting to listen and getting words from different ones. And you have such a beautiful, uplifting, upbeat type, anointing on you. I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. That's the Lord. Sometimes, you know, and the funny thing is that when you go around to the other ministers, their words may be different, but it's almost the same thing. They're saying almost the same stuff sometimes. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes
yeah.
it's a little piece different that takes the person a little closer to what it is that the Lord is trying to tell them. But, you know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I find it fun. I love it.
I love getting to know all the other ones and getting ministered to the different ones and
mm-hmm.
just getting to tell, you know, just getting to tell everybody how much I appreciate them. I'm so glad to be a part of the PGN family and things like that.
You know who I miss a lot? Cheryl from Florida. Yeah, she used to come on and minister with Iris. Iris, I think Miss Iris passed away. That was her spiritual mother. Yeah, I think she did. I think she passed away. Oh, beautiful lady. They were both minister
mm-hmm.
on PGN years ago. There's been
several. I used to enjoy Jim and Linda, too. They used to be on Monday nights. And I really enjoyed when Jim and Linda were on from Florida.
Yeah. There's been several. And then we had Kenny and we had Miss Ruth. And we've had some of the, you know. And
uh-huh.
I just sense some of the ones that are calling are supposed to be ministering on PGN. But, you know, God will get a hold of them.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. That some of the ones that are now calling in will eventually be ministers on the program. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, there is an anointing that carries you. that people don't realize, and, you know, they think it's that they have to do all this, and it's God, only God doing it through you. I have a friend that helped, joined on one of the shows, and he was like so wowed. He was like, oh, wow, I never did that before. That was God, because it couldn't have been me. I never did that before. And so he was like really so humbled about the whole thing. And so when people start allowing themselves to be used, I mean, I envision that PGN will have even a ministry for children. Shows for children to call in and minister, the Spanish mm-hmm. ministry that also works
oh, yeah.
people that can call in, you know. Hey, God, the sky's the limit, Lord, right? So
absolutely.
So what would you like to pray for tonight?
Like I said, all this week, my husband and I guess it's just from the rain and stuff, been kind of suffering with allergy stuff or something. I don't normally have, you know, suffer with allergies, but we have both been having just sinus stuff and sinus drainage all this week, and I thought I'm just going to get agreement and prayer that this stuff stops.
Is it really humid in your house?
No, not really. You know, now we're outside a lot, you know, quite a bit. Now I've tried to stay with the rain. We've tried to, you know, haven't been outside as much, but I mean, we sit out on the porch in the mornings and sit out on the porch some of the evenings, and I've kind of cut it off a little bit, but I mean, you know, we have to be out to feed the cows and the horses every morning and things like that. So it's not like
mm-hmm.
we can really, you know, be
no,
indoors,
but I mean,
all
in
the
your
time.
House, because sometimes when it rains a lot, sometimes, you know, if you have swamp coolers or air conditioner, there's a humidity that a humidity level that wasn't there before, and that messes
yeah.
with your sinuses. So sometimes dehumidifiers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dehumidifiers is also good to have in the, not while you're in it, not while you're in the room. You know, you leave it for an hour or two, and it collects the excess water in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so also washing with special salt for the sinuses, to rinse out the sinuses. The salt helps kill mucus.
Oh yeah, now the neti pot thing. Yeah, I've got one of those, and matter of fact, I did it today. I mean,
that's
I may
good.
Go months and months and months and never use it, but I've used it twice this week.
Yeah, the salt does kill the bacteria, the sinus stuff that gets
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't tell that it's more damp in the house, but we do have like a kitty door in a utility room that the kitties can go in and out. So, I mean, I'm sure it allows more humidity in the house.
I know that I used a dehumidifier, and I have an AC that also works as a dehumidifier, and I'll get bathroom buckets that fill up from that system. It fills up with water. And I'm like, where
yeah.
the heck did that water come from? And so it hasn't been raining more.
Yeah. I noticed, I was looking on the house, I noticed that the air conditioner was dripping quite a bit right now.
Mm.
So
yeah, so there
anyhow.
Is. So you may want to try doing that. I know that in the city of New York, a lot of people will use that when things get very humid in the weather,
mm-hmm.
and they'll use a
really?
dehumidifier, not a humidifier, a dehumidifier. It collects the water
wow.
into its container, and you'll be amazed all the water that comes out of that. Maybe
oh,
that's
wow.
why I haven't had any problems. Yeah, because I'll plug it in, and I'll collect the water. I mean, a lot of water every day.
Goodness.
Every day.
Yeah,
like a pail, you know, like a trash can. Yeah, it collects.
Yeah.
So you want to try that, buy something like that to pull whatever is out in the air, because it does affect, and it does affect sinuses. Maybe that's why I haven't had any problems this year, because I'm constantly.
It might be.
Yeah,
I've been good all year. I mean, this has just been in the last few days, but it's
crazy.
Everybody.
It's been raining. It's been raining a lot, especially over here. We normally aren't this rainy. It's like you look and it's another storm. I mean, it's pouring.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Well, let's pray for you. Yeah, let me pray for you and your husband. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jeannie, Lord, and her husband, Father God. We just pray that you bless them, Father God. You bless them in their farm, ranch, whatever it is that they have, Father God, their animals, Father God, that you keep their cows healthy, Father God, their hooves healthy with all this rain, Father God. We just pray, Father God, for their sinuses right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you clear those sinuses up, Father, and Father God, and that they won't be infected anymore, that they won't be congested, and Lord, let them drain in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the blessing that Jeannie is on PGN, Father God. Give her more, anoint her more, give her more words, Father God, and use her mightily in Jesus' name. And bless her husband, Father, too, Father God. Touch his heart, Father God. Minister to him, Father God. Give him words. Give him your word, Father God. And let him share your word, Father God. And increase that ministry and music, Father, in special ways, Father God, like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, ministry and music, that's very important. You guys usher in the presence of God, so that's important.
Yeah, it is. We haven't been connected anywhere in a few years to really do that. I've played a few of my recordings on the PGM program and whatnot, but anyhow, I know God has more for us to do there, and as you know, we've really only visited, I think, one church since we've been up here. Since we moved, we just haven't had time to get out and start visiting places and still trying to find full gospel churches in the area because there's not many in this area. So just praying about getting connected where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, or even, you know, special guests. You can minister, you know, and volunteer to minister. Like this one older lady that I know, she loved to sing, and she went to visit a church and offered to sing. And they let her sing, and they invited her again.
Oh, that's sweet.
So she's, you know, ministering to people through song. And that's, she never saw herself doing that before, and now she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's thrilled about it. So you never know where the Lord's going to take you.
Absolutely.
It's important. I mean, it does stir in the presence of God. I love the worship and, you know, especially I remember years ago I lived in Germany and we all went to some conference, and the conference was in a school. In a German school, it was a large German school, and one of the sisters, we were the people that were invited, and the sister from the home church started singing. Though the sister did not know how to sing for nothing, it was like, oh God, but she knew what she was doing, and she was praying. And do you know that after she kept singing this song over and over again, and we're like, okay, we need another song. And so she keeps praying, and all of a sudden the glory of God hit that place like you have no idea.
Oh, wow.
She knew what she was doing. Oh, yeah. People started. Oh, my goodness. That place. Oh, wow. I'll never forget that. I'm like, I was young in the Lord. I didn't know much about, you know, those things, and I learned a big lesson in that. I'm like, I don't care who's singing, as long as they have the anointing on them.
true.
But we had the best time, and then we were looking for her, like, put her again. But we had a good
anointed worship will bring in the presence of God. I mean, absolutely, it does.
Yeah, you know, it's the heart, and so. Maybe that's what I'm sensing about you, the heart. Does your husband also join you in with music, or what does he do?
He has. He hasn't in a long time, but he has done music, you know, guitar and various things in church. And cause he has a beautiful voice. He doesn't think he has so much, but he really has a beautiful voice. But, yeah, we've done together, and then I've done by myself. And then I spend more time here at home just worshiping God. Now, he's not really so much to do that. If he can play with some guys or something like, you know, then he enjoys it. He likes being a part of stuff, but as far as just spending time here at the house, you know, by himself, he really doesn't.
Well, maybe record something with him. Have it recorded.
We recorded one song together. I've recorded several of the songs that I've written, but I think only one of them that he did with me.
That would be really nice to hear him on PGN. Maybe you and him can strike up a recording. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, God bless
I have
him.
To get him a little. I have to get him a little more involved again. Maybe he's been on the angst about a lot of it.
It's different.
Huh?
If it's recorded, it's different. It's like, you know, there's no nerves in that.
No, he doesn't get nervous. Now that's never been a deal. He's been used to being in front of people. But
okay.
God's
right.
working.
So, yes. And we ask you, Lord, to bless him and use him also, Father God, because when there's an anointing on one, there is an anointing on the other one too. And we ask you to bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
All right. Is
well,
there
I
appreciate
you, girl. I know you've probably got other people waiting, so. But I appreciate you praying with me, and it's good talking with you. And I love that joyfulness that's about you.
All right. I love having you guys call and tell me about different things. Oh, I wanted to tell you something. Pastor Randy was talking to you one time. This was, I think, months back, and talking about your horses. I don't know what it was, the topic that you guys were talking about. And do you know, I went to Cracker Barrel, and I saw a lot of things that had to do with horses. Immediately, I thought about you. He was so cute.
I love Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places. I love going there. I love looking at all the things that they sell, and, you know, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hobby Lobby. I love Hobby Lobby. Just listening to worship.
Yeah, I agree. I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love looking at all the different things they have.
It's relaxing. It's relaxing.
It really is.
Well, you have a blessed week, and take care of those animals.
All right. You be blessed too, sweetie. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 334-590, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hey, Jayla.
Hi,
where are you from?
How you doing? I'm originally from Alabama.
Oh, that's right. Are you in New York now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pray for you. Let me put you on mute. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Jayla. Jayla. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes we get homesick. But, you know, when you pray, the Lord will bring everything back in place and things in right perspective. And there's times, yeah, and it's okay. It's good to go back home and refresh. Many people do that. Sometimes, you know, when they go through things in life, they go back home, and it almost feels like comforting. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But remember that God has a journey for you. He has a journey and a plan for you. And so it's not a thing. Go back home so that you remember where God brought you from and what you need to do. And so there's a refreshing in that. just praying for whatever it is that's going on in Jayla's heart, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you just, you know, touch her, Father God, and refresh her, Father God, in a special way, and help her, Father God, to know when to stop and when to go, when to move, when to rest. And Lord, that she rest in you, and that wherever she goes, that she could always find home in you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for Jayla. Jayla! Hey, girl. What's going on?
That's very timely because I've been pretty kind of lonely up here because I don't really have that many friends, and like my family and stuff is not here, and I've been really craving like my support system in a way, but it's just like even with that, like my family, I kind of had to get away from that situation because they weren't very supportive and kind of toxic, so you know, just missing that sense of like today was really bad for me because I was really missing my mom. You know, just having somebody to talk to, you know, like get guidance from and things of that nature. So I've been, you know, really missing that and trying to understand now, like, who I can trust, you know, to, like, kind of lean on and things of that nature, like, right about now. So it's like I have been missing home and, like, my friends back home and things of that nature, stuff like that. So, yeah.
But it's not wrong. It's not wrong to take a little trip and then come back quick if you can. And if that's not possible, there's always FaceTime. There's different ways of getting that, and you can see your mom and talk to her. But don't lose the connection because sometimes, you know, people think they have to be really strong, and their strength comes from being around family, you know, the love of family. Especially when the family is godly, there's a strength that you get, you know, going back to your old church or, you know, where your family's at. And that helps you to be refreshed. And God allows that, you know, but sometimes he sets the lonely in families for a reason. But, you know, we have to be real careful with that, that we don't allow ourselves to be more lonely than we need to, because we can create problems. We can create depression. And that's not good. We need that social interaction either through a church, a home church, good friends where you know, you can talk about the Lord, or through your own family. Sometimes you need that. You need to give yourself that. That's how you take care of yourself, because if you don't, I was learning about depression this past week, and when people separate and they're not around other people, there's some connections in your brain that don't branch out. It's called neuroplasticity. There's doctors that just study the brain, and they're called never mind, I don't even want to try it. Anyway, the thing is that if you are not constantly interacting with other people, those branches tend to die off. And it could be to a certain point where if you're not careful, depression can set in because those connections are not being made. And so the serotonin levels go drop. And so it is okay. Allow yourself, if you have the money to go and, you know, for a weekend or maybe a little longer or however long, and just, you know, just get the love of family and, you know, church, or just find a church, because sometimes the love of a Christian church can fill you in places, you know, like family. Those are really your true family when they're, you know, Christ. But it's so much more when it's a family that are believers also. You know, you're getting a double whammy right there. So it's not wrong. It's not wrong. That's what I'm sensing, that the Lord is telling you it's not wrong. You know, whether through FaceTime or, oh, maybe have a nice little talk with your mom, you know, with a cup of coffee, you talk to each other like if you were there.
Well, that's the thing. FaceTime. My mom passed away some years ago, so that is what created the thing, like, where my family is not as close as we used to be because of, like, her passing, and it's like a lot of toxic things have happened. So it's like,
but do you have an aunt or an uncle?
No, that's literally, to be honest with you, a lot of my family has like passed away in the past few years. Like even up here, like in Queens, like my family that was here, like the aunt and my cousin that I was close with, they literally just passed away like a couple of months ago. It's like my family is fairly small, so. Yeah, it's not really that. My mom was the only child, so like all of my quote unquote like aunts and uncles were like my great aunts and uncles. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. But you know what? My mom passed away a year ago, and right now I'm dealing with my dad in the hospital. And I know, and I've already made peace with that. So I understand what you're saying. You know, especially on holidays and different days, you want to be able to talk to them.
Right.
Do you have me on speaker? Because it's like echoing back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me take it off. Hello?
Okay, that's much better. Yeah,
okay.
And so I suggest you find a church. Just start somewhere. And then, you know, get to know people. You may be surprised. You know, you will know where it's the right place, but you have to get started somehow, someplace. Don't do like a lot of people do, you know, church from home. We need that interaction. We need to spend time with the human beings, you know. It is important.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like I was saying, those serotonins, you know, that part of your brain doesn't spread out. And it needs to make connections as you need to make connections with relationships with other people. You see what I'm saying? It is a good thing. And the family of God is, like Prophet Randy says this all the time, that's your real family. That's your true family because that's the family of God. Jesus said it. You know, it's not, you know, everybody else is not your family. It's those that love God, that do the will of God. So I suggest that you find a church and start branching out. Eventually you will find it. And you'll make mistakes. But if you stay there, you're going to be there next year. And you're going to feel more depressed. And so it's not meant for us to be alone. It's not meant for us to. There's some people that are, I don't know if they're made for it or they just like that, but they're not social. It's important. It is for your health, for your mental health. You need that, you know, socializing and getting to have a group, you know, maybe a Wednesday night Bible study where you can discuss certain things. Okay, maybe you don't have the time. Well, maybe you could zoom in on something that's available to you through a church. You know what I'm saying? Just get out.
Right.
Get out and do it the godly way. You know, not just social interaction, acting for the sake of interacting. No, no, no. Find godly people, okay? Because when we're lonely, sometimes we do stupid things if we, you know, look for the wrong places.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to also put, you know, how do I say it? You know, certain things in place where you don't allow yourself to sin. And so, but get out. It's okay. It's okay. You're not made to be alone. It's all right. And maybe you can call an aunt or an uncle. All families have their feuds. All families do. But it's amazing now that my mom passed away, amazing the love of my uncles. They're more watching out for me. There's two uncles on different sides of the family. that have been that have called me that never called me before, and they know that I live by myself, and they call me, they check up on me, and they have they still call me by my childhood name, you know, as a little girl, and I'm like, I'm not a little girl anymore. So they talk to me, you know, with those same little nicknames, and I'm like, you know, it's sweet, it's sweet. So, like today, I had an uncle call me, hey, sweetheart, how are you doing? And, you know, they never did that before. And so families do come together. Maybe you could give them a call and tell them that you love them. You know, things, people change as they get older. Right. You know, I've felt the love of God, you know, from my uncles, how they love me now. They, you know, here I am. I'm an old woman, and they're old, and they're calling me, treating me like if I was a little girl. So you never know, and they never did that before. And, oh, my sweetheart, God bless you. And this is what I hear from there. Never have I heard them before calling me like that. So but I will call them and check up on them. You know, and hey, uncle, how are you doing? You know, one had an open heart surgery, and I'm praying for him, and I'm sending him prayers. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. And see, the love of God touched their heart, and they're calling me. I have another one, you know, like almost scolding me that he hadn't heard from me in a long time. So I call him. He doesn't really talk a long time. He'll pass the phone to his wife, and she's the one that talks to me. So you never know. But you have to care, too. And things that have happened, sometimes you got to let go of that and pray and let God, you know, those people in the family that are hard-headed and they're just stubborn and controlling, just pray for them. Pray for them. They're having a hard time, too. They don't understand why they're so mean sometimes. But God can heal them, and he can use you. So, you know, call family up and say, hey, auntie, how are you doing? God bless you, and leave it at that. Let things change with you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm always the one that calls everybody. I'm always the one that calls everybody for their birthdays, for this and that. And when I don't call, they're like, well, we haven't heard from you. You didn't call for my birthday. Like dealing with little kids.
Wow.
I'm like, hello, there's a two-way phone call. You know, you could call me so that they're not calling, you know. So let it begin with you. Let love begin with you. And, yes, things happen in all families. In all families, there's always something. But be the one to pray things in that God will heal the relationships. And meanwhile, go to church. And you know that we're here on PGN all the time. We're here to pray for you. So never think that you're all by yourself. We're your family, too. Know that we love you. If you need anything, you know, do you need any other prayer? Do you need anything in specific, something or anything you want to say? That's what we're here for.
I thought you were asking in that moment. I'm sorry. But I do want to ask for prayer for I do have a person up here that, like, I guess you would say, like, friends with, and I'm having a hard time trying to decipher, because I do have, like, problems with, like, trusting and just opening up to people for various different reasons, and I just want to know if, like, just prayer to see if, like, God wants me to trust them to, like, really open myself up to them and allow them to truly, like, come into my life. Or, you know,
is this
just
the opposite sex?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, how would Jesus have? First of all, you become friends. First of all, you have to trust each other as friends before you can get to that other level. Because that other level can't be there without friendship. A lot of people have it backwards. And a lot of people in the world, they got it really super backwards. They go to bed, and then they want to get to know each other. And that's not how it works. Then they want to be friends. And it's not that way. It's backwards. You become friends. You get to know each other. You get to know their heart. That's what courtship is about. Dating is about to getting to know. But you know what? The best way of getting to know another person is with other people, because they let their guards down, and they are who they really are around other people.
Mm.
And so you get to know a person who they truly are when they're around other people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, being around other people at the same time will help you to see what kind of person this is. If they're godly, are they going to church? Are they loving God? How do they talk about God?
Mm-hmm.
Do they love God more than you do? Do they love God more than they would love you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a friend, and all we do, we pray for about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep it as a friendship. And we've learned about each other a lot, and we care about each other as friends. And so if something blossoms into something else, well, you were friends first, and the second level won't be much, you know, it won't be hard. But friendship first.
Right.
Knowing the likes, the dislikes, but mainly God in the middle of it all. God has to be in the middle of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Without God being in the middle of it all, it's not even worth even attempting.
Right.
And this is very dangerous for you because you're already lonely. So you have to be really, really careful because the enemy can lead you into other things.
Right.
And then you'll feel guilty and you'll feel condemned. And that's where the enemy will want you. And you have to be careful with that. So it's best to be around other people and group things. You could go out and maybe church things. That will be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful because right now you're experiencing a lot of pain, a lot of loss. Connect with your family. Pray. And see how God can turn those things around. There has been, I could tell you stuff that, and look how things are turning out. Amazing.
Okay.
It's only God. We have to learn to love one another. But we also have to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will give you wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Jayla. Father God, wrap her around in your, wrap your arms around her, Father God, that she will sense your love, that she will feel loved by you, that she will feel loved by you. Bring healing, Father God, in her heart. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angels be round about her, Father God, wherever she is at, Father. Father God, be there where she's living. That your angels be there, that your peace will be there. That your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, Father God, will be there. That she would sense you like never before. And, Father, give her the courage to call her family. And I pray, Father God, that it'll be a good talk, a good unity, Father God, that you would just do something in the family to bring them together, Father God, to bring them together, that what the enemy tried to do, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you dismantle every work of the enemy, Father God, trying to destroy the family and separating them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for love and healing. We pray, Father God, for Jayla, Father God, where she's at. Father God, help her to get connected with good, godly women. Godly women.
Yes.
That love you just like she loves you. And Lord, help her to be watchful in that relationship she's in, Father God, that she would take it one step at a time. That she will know that she knows if this person is meant for her or not. Bless her and guide her and keep her. Keep her, Father God. Keep her safe. Keep her from the ungodly people, Father God. Bring the godly. bring the godly in her life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm praying for you like if you were my niece.
Thank you.
And so
Thank you.
I'm expecting God to do some miracles there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And know that you could always call. That's what we're here for. Never feel alone, all right?
Okay.
All right, girl.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anything else you need prayer for?
No, that's all tonight. I really appreciate it. Very grateful.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, girl. Well, you have a wonderful week. Call us back and let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. 951-9966. Oops. No, that's not it. Sorry. 951-966. There you go.
Hi, Carmen. This is Regina.
Regina. All right. Give me one moment. I'll be right back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Regina. We thank you for Regina, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for that strong woman of God. But even that strong woman of God sometimes needs God to help her. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that she just sense your presence over her, Father God, right now, that she wouldn't know that you are there for her, lifting her up, lifting up all her burdens up to you, Lord. That even though she may be a strong woman of God, but when she is weak, she is strong. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, the things that you are strengthening in her life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for her life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for her, for the help, the assistance that you give her. In Jesus' name. When we are weak, you are strong. Amen and amen. Regina, you there?
Amen. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. Yes.
What's up? Anything?
Well, I was just listening to you talking to Jayla, but, you know, just wanted to share with her that, you know, we all have those days where we feel that way, you know, lonely. And so I can relate to her. And so as you were ministering to her, I was ministering to me at the same time. So that was good.
Sometimes we need to step out of our comfort zone and go minister to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets us out of where we're at. And we don't realize it, but us staying away sometimes, you know, because we don't know and we don't know this, or we can't make friends, or we have excuses. So we have to get out of our comfort zone and get out and do stuff and go to church and, you know, maybe minister to somebody else that may be in worse condition than we are or something else. I remember this one lady, I think it was Jan Crouch, that she said years ago, I remember when I was a young Christian, that she was crying. She was depressed. And she could not get out of her bed. And so the Lord told her that she needed to get out. And her son, he was young at the time. He was a little kid. And he goes, Mommy, how do you make these beans? He burnt the beans, and she started crying. And she realized that her children needed her. So she got out of bed and went to church, cleaned herself up as best as she could. And she started, you know, praising the Lord, but she still felt that heaviness on her. And next thing you know, she saw this woman sobbing. And the Lord told her to go to her. And she went over there to her and started ministering to her. while she was ministering to her, that depression started lifting off of her. And so the lesson here is when we minister to other people, when we help other people, we forget our own needs. And God heals us, actually, at the same time as he's healing the other person. He starts using us. It's that anointing that goes through us to minister to other people that also brings healing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so shows it. I know this one lady doctor, Caroline Leaf, and she does studies of the brain. And so I'm really interested on all that. Depression will shrivel up your brain. And it's almost like a tree that dries up because there's no connections there. You know, there's electrical connections. This one, this cell touches that one, touches that. There's electricity going through. So if we're keeping ourselves away from, social interaction, there's no connection in our brain. The more social you become, you know, not to an extent, you know, where it's unhealthy either, it helps our brain. It helps our brain to grow. That little tree starts branching out, and new connections are made. And so they found that in the COVID, that a lot of people end up having a lot of mental illness. They call it mental illness because there's something that happens in the brain that's almost like an illness, like diabetes or any sickness. And so, but the good thing about it is that you can reverse it. You can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
You can. You know, with that, there's little branches that start growing out. And your brain starts, you know, getting larger again. And so, but there's a point of no return. If a person stays stuck in that depression and doesn't seek help, and, sometimes we need that help. Oh, I knew I was going to talk about something. God wants us to fly. He doesn't want us to stay stuck. He wants us to fly. And years ago, I was at the VA hospital with my ex-husband, and I was going with him for one of his doctor's appointments. Well, here I am sitting next to this older lady and gentleman, and she's pushing him. She's a skinny little thing, really short, and he's a big guy. He was a colonel, and he was living in a home because he didn't have family to take care of him. And so he fell in love with this older lady. I think they were like in their late 70s or something. And they fell in love. And she was a spunky little thing. And she would take him to the VA appointment. And they fell in love, and they were together, you know, in that home. And so he took care of her. She took care of him, and, you know, they enjoyed each other's company. Well, from there, I learned something. She told me about this one lady that she used to listen to, her name, I forget, Marla something. And this lady started kind of like a ministry. It's a cleaning ministry. It's called Fly Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Fly Lady. I don't know if anybody's heard it. But a lot of young girls now on YouTube and TikTok have copied her and try to make the things that she's taught for years different. But they always come back to her. And so Fly Lady Company arose, and she teaches women to bless their homes. And the way she started was she was so depressed that she couldn't clean her house. She didn't even want to take a bath. Her friends had to take her to the doctors. Her friends gathered, and what are we going to do with her? Because she had gotten a divorce, and it was very devastating for her to the point where depression set in. So her friends took her to the doctor, and they got her some help. They got her even some medication to help her get through that season. And not forever, but just for that season. And and from that, Fly Lady was birthed out of her pain. And she's a believer. She doesn't, you know, she'll talk, you know, some scriptures from time to time, but mainly what she does is help people who begin cleaning their house in baby steps. and little fly, you know, you're a fly baby, and then you grow. So she teaches you how to even incorporate your whole family in this fly lady system. And she has her their husbands cleaning, and it's in a fun way. And so the first thing that she teaches is that you never go to bed without cleaning your sink. Once you clean your sink in the morning, that sink will bless you in the morning when you get up and you go over there, everything is nice and clean. And then one thing leads to the other. But always, never, never, never go to sleep without cleaning your sink. And so she has different things where she teaches you, okay, this day you'll clean your refrigerator, this day, you know, 5 minutes to do this, 5 minutes to do your bed. And before you know it, you get out of that funk of being depressed. Because your house is blessed, and when you come home to a blessed house, and you're not as depressed. So, I mean, some depression may be due to that. Some is more, you know, maybe there's a chemical imbalance. But how will you find out if one thing doesn't lead to the other, and you don't get the help, right? And so God can heal, but he can also heal through many other ways. He can heal us through having a blessed home, cleaning, and you can get out of that. Because you don't want to stay stuck in that because it does something to your brain. It does something to your brain where it makes it smaller. There's no connections when you're down, when you're depressed. Taking walks is good. Oxygen comes into your body. You can make it a prayer walk. Drinking water, you need to bless your body. Your body's a temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in you. You have to take care of it. And sometimes it's hard. And so, you know, for some people it's more easy. One thing may be easier. Another thing may be harder for them. But, you know, maybe they got perfect bodies, but their house is a mess. And so God will, you know, use different people to bless you, to teach you different things, to help you to get to where you need to be. But always with God at the center of it all. And this lady ministers into that. She's not a minister, but she always focuses on God. And so I've seen her for many years, and a lot of the things, I had already been doing it, but I love it. I always give that. Go watch Fly Lady. Be a fly lady. Learn to fly. Learn to bless your home. Bless your family, you know, where there's chaos and disorder. The enemy likes to have, that's his playground. But when there's order, and you know what she says? Just do it. Whether it's imperfect or not, it's perfect or not, do it. Just do it. And then before you know it, it's better than it was before. Even children, there's even videos of children learning how to clean with little cards. Okay, now what are you going to do? And the mothers let them do it the way that they want, because whether it's imperfect or not, their pride of cleaning their room, and they get better and better at it. And so there's a lot of lessons to be learned through what this lady teaches. Just awesome. I wish I would have had that, you know, although I was a little clean freak at a young age anyway. But sometimes life gets rough, and before you know it, you got these little mountains everywhere in your house, and you're like, oh my God, how did the house get this way? Because, you know, life happens. But if you start blessing your home and getting out and having relationships and being with church family, coming on PGN, your life is not going to be the same. You're going to get through those dark valleys, the dark valley of depression, you know? But don't allow yourself to stay there, because if you do, it will do physical harm to your brain. It'll make your brain smaller. We don't want that. Mm. Amen? Mm-hmm. Make yourself go out, visit. You know, sometimes we have family members that are like, ugh, but you still go. And you pray before you go to their homes. And you'll be surprised what God does.
Mm.
You know? So, don't allow yourself to stay stuck in depression or anyone else. you know, serve somebody else, or, you know, just don't stay there. Always ask the Lord, help me, Lord, help me. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm weak, he is strong. And I've been there. And then I help somebody out, and I come out of that.
Yeah. Well, that's
I get out. Go ahead.
Yeah. We'll be having a family gathering September 10th in Ohio because my mom's turning 90. So
ooh,
it's already
wow.
been drama. Yeah.
Oh, there's always
it's
drama,
already been,
girl. There's always drama.
Yeah, it's already been drama before it even, the day hasn't come yet, so.
That's all
yeah.
right. There's family. That's part of that's part of being in a family. That's okay. That's part of the life. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, make a joke out of it and move on. Next. Who else wants
right.
to start another joke? Just, you know.
Right.
Oh.
It hasn't even taken place yet.
Yeah, no, but you know what?
Yeah.
And pray over the whole thing. And
right.
you'll be surprised. When God is in it, it may be the best time. I remember going to a wedding, my niece's wedding, and I was kind of reluctant to go because, you know, I got some pretty special family. But do you know, I was smart about it. I went with somebody else, you know, in case they wanted to start something.
Oh,
and we went.
Goodness.
And we had a ball. It was fun. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved being around the family. The
yeah.
other side of the family drama. I was like, nah, I'm not going to let nobody, you know. I just took off my shoes and started dancing. We had a great time. And that
yeah,
was the last time we had my mom with us. But we had a fun time. My mom looked like a little midget
yeah.
Dancing with one of our friends. And he's super tall, 6'2", and she's like, how tall was she? Like 4'11"? It was funny. It was
oh.
funny. So we had good a good time. We had a big difference, big difference. And so we had a good time.
Yeah.
So enjoy your family. Create memories. Yeah, you guys are crazy
right,
family.
It would be the-
yeah. Every-
Yeah, we the first time we all got together, you know, and there's nothing sad, you know, like not a funeral or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
we decided to, you know, try to get everybody together for my mom's 90th. So, and yes, we were
That's
doing
awesome.
Trying to plan it from 3,000 miles away is a little hard, but, you know.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Trying to get everybody to cooperate. That's a challenge.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
so. Going to
be fun. It's going to be fun. Oh, I wish
yeah.
I was around so I could go.
Yeah, you would certainly be welcome. Oh,
that's
that would be
beautiful.
Great, too. You would be welcome.
That's,
yeah, it'll be in Ohio,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, so it just continue doing that, creating memories, and don't allow yourself to get down. Don't allow yourself. I mean, there's too many things that can pull us down these days.
I know,
and
you'd just be surprised
the
phone calls. It's like, yeah, the crazy
See,
calls
the,
and comments. It's like, okay, Lord.
You know, being down can make you, over an extended period of time, you can end up with Alzheimer's.
Mm.
Alzheimer's.
I'm not holding on to it like that. It's just like, my goodness. I get it, though. It takes a toll on your body. It could.
I know. And so, I mean, I remember this one sister, I think Carol from New Jersey. She went, she had a wedding of some kind not long ago, and she enjoyed herself. She had a good time, and you could hear it in her voice. She had an awesome time. I was like, oh, that's
nice.
Great. I love it. Family, I mean, there's always drama. There's always somebody that tries to start something. But hey,
right.
that's yeah.
starting it way before you get there, like making a special phone call. And I'm like, okay, we need to squash this before we even get. It's just a lot. It's been going on about a month. I'm like, okay, this has been going on a month. You need to, like, stop it.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a great time and just switch it on them. We're going to have a great time. What are we going to dance? What are we going to do? You know, plan the fun part. Oh, it'll be so wonderful, you know, when people see each other dancing and being goofy and all that. That's the best time. And sometimes, you know, we're worried for nothing. Everything, you put it in prayer, and let's pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Regina's family gathering for her mama's birthday, Father God. We just pray that it'd be a beautiful time, that those that come with ill intentions, Father God, that either you stop them, Father God, from operating, that don't let the enemy use them in any way, Father God, that we render that spirit powerless in the name of Jesus, that they have so much fun, Father God, that it'll be a memorable time, that there'll be time of food and music and just love, Father God. We just pray that, Father God, that you be there, Father God, just like when you were at that wedding, the wedding that you went, Father God, that your mom made you make wine, Father.
Right.
Jesus, your mom made you do wine, Father. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless this family, Father God. Jesus, you be there, Father God. Yeah. Let them have that wonderful time to just share and create memories in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, hey, whatever you need prayer for, you can continue calling us. We're here for you. God is awesome.
Yes.
And let us know what happens. When is this going on? Oh,
September,
you said the 10th of September. Oh, so that's not too long from here. Wow, that's like a couple of weeks,
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
2 more weeks.
Wow, so it's right there. Oh, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun for all of us.
Yeah.
All right.
2 weeks.
Is there anything else you want us to specifically pray about?
Just pray with my daughters. It's just,
What's your daughter's name?
Yeah. Well, I have three.
Say that again.
Ariana. I have three. It's Ariana, Aaliyah, and Aaron.
Father God, let's just pray for all of them. Father God, we just pray for Regina's daughters, Father God. All of them, Ariana, Aaliyah, and Aaron. Father God, we just pray, Father God. Say that again.
I just agreed with you. I said yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for these beautiful daughters, Father God. We just pray, Father God, for the unity, for the love also, Father God, in that home. Father God, I pray, Father God, if any one of them has ungodly relationships, Lord, we just pray that you remove those people out of their lives, Father God, and bring the godly people in their lives, Father God. Bring good friendships that are going to make them better, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, for their walk, Father God, that they'll walk and that they'll have a desire and hunger to seek you like never before. So prepare their hearts, Father God, for the future, for the things that are coming their way. Help them, Father God, to have that discernment to know which way to go, where not to go, who to go with, who not to go with, Father. We ask you to bless them and keep them. And bless their mama too, Father. Bless her, Father God, in all your ways. Increase and bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, my sister?
No, that's it. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week. Okay.
Thank you, too.
I still have time. Anybody wants to be ministered to tonight, you can still raise your hand. If not, I'm going to play the healing. Anybody else needs ministry tonight? If not, I'll play the music. We will end the show. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for PGN. We ask you to bless Prophet Randy and all the PGN family members here And throughout the week, Father God, we pray for the ministers, Father God, that you bless and protect their marriages and their families, Father God, that you give them an increase, Father God, that you bless them financially, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you give Prophet Randy direction as to where to take this ministry, Father God. Open the doors, Father God, for a good a place for ministry. Lord, we just pray that you lead him and guide him like never before. Protect each one of them. And we thank you, Father, for that in the name of Jesus. And you guys all have a wonderful week. Have a blessed week, that God will bless you in ways that you've never thought possible, that you would have favor, that you would, wherever you go, that the presence of God be with you, and that things change just because you enter into a place. And I pray, Father God, for open doors for my family here tonight. I ask you, Father God, that you bless them with open doors. Whatever they need, Father God, you bless them with it in Jesus' name. And draw them, most of all, to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, the time by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new. Time.